It's Wednesday, the 17th of September, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The unemployment rate in Kavango East has risen to 52% in 2023, up from 48% in 2011. That's according to the Namibia Statistics Agency. Youth unemployment remains high at 60.4%, with Ndiona constituency recording the highest rates at 65 overall and 73% among young people. According to the Namibia Press Agency, most employed residents in the Kavango East work in elementary jobs, with the workforce mainly in education, agriculture, forestry, and fishing. Inflation eased to 3.2% in August, down from 4.4% a year ago and 3.5% in July. It is the lowest rate so far this year, with food and non-alcoholic beverages the biggest contributor. Siminis Storm economist Almandro Janssen explains.
In the months to come, we expect inflation to gradually rise up towards 3.7 to 3.9% by towards the end of the year. The main drivers will be food and rental costs. Food inflation remains stubbornly high, with fruit, meat and vegetables all showcasing strong increases over the period. And we're also seeing global prices for oils and meats are also creeping up. But at the same time, Namibia's rental market is overheated in cities like Windhoek, Swakop and Wafish Bay, where demand far exceeds the supply that's currently available in the market. So this is what's causing the uptrend when it comes to the rental prices.
To South Africa now, where KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi is suing forensic investigator Paul O'Sullivan for defamation, seeking 5 million rand. Mkhwanazi says O'Sullivan's media statements were meant to damage his reputation after the forensic investigator called for his removal. ENCA reports that O'Sullivan says he is ready to present evidence against Mkhwanazi to the Madlanga Commission. Staying on the continent, MTN is in talks with the United States and EU companies to develop AI-focused data centers across Africa. According to News 24, the Johannesburg-based company plans to build facilities and lease AI computing capacity to businesses and governments. MTN has started constructing its first data center in Nigeria at an estimated cost of $240 million. And U.S. President Donald Trump has begun a state visit to the United Kingdom. He's being welcomed in Windsor by King Charles and Queen Camilla on a trip which also includes announcements of a series of technology and trade agreements between the two countries. Ollie Barrett reports from Windsor.
Security very tight here in Windsor. Several roads closed around Windsor Castle. A huge policing presence on display. There have already been a number of arrests at anti-Trump protests of one sort or another here in Windsor and in London, the British capital as well, where President Trump stayed on Tuesday night at the US ambassador's residence in the centre of the British capital. An unprecedented second state visit for Donald Trump. This is not an honour that's been extended to a democratically elected leader in modern history. And normally the protocol for a second term US president would be tea or lunch with the monarch rather than a second full state visit. Ollie Barrett, Windsor.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.